Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide. Wow, we are really excited to have you joining us here today. Listen, I have three sister girlfriends, I'm going to call, coming to the virtual studio tonight, and I'm telling you what, it's going to be an awesome show, so you don't want to move at all. Again, I'm your girl, Charvette Mitchell. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. If we aren't already connected, those are really easy connection points, and that way I can also make sure you connect with our guest. So let me tell you about today's show. Starting the top of the hour out, back by popular demand, we are excited to have Shayna Burton joining us, best-selling author. You remember other literary works, Suddenly Single and First Comes Love and Flaws and All, and you know, Flawfully Wedded Wives and many more. Well, listen, she's back to chat about this new release, and I'm telling you what, it is something flawbulous, like fabulous, but with flaws, all right? Flawbulous. All right. Oh, my goodness, you definitely don't want to move. Listen, has there ever been a time when you did one thing you swore you'd never do? Well, the fabulously flawed friends, Lawson, Sullivan, Tina, Angel, and Reginald, that's their time. So you want to hear all about it. All right. And then we're going to move into our second segment. We're excited to have Sherelle Valdez Loki joining us. She is the editor-in-chief and founder of, oh my goodness, Promoting Purpose magazine, and she's on a mission to promote purpose and to help you connect with your purpose. And then our third segment, another dynamic guest, which is also back by popular demand, Renee Wiggins. She's joining us. She's a certified health and wellness coach, a licensed dietitian, but she has a new book out, Author. She's the author of Transformations, Give Up the Struggle. So she's got some good nuggets there to help you out with as well. So we're ready to jump right on in. Again, get on Twitter, tell them what you're listening to. Get on Facebook, tell them what you're listening to. Big shout out to all those that are coming in on the phone lines. We see you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. All right, so our first segment, and my wonderful guest has been hanging out in the virtual green room, and I'm bringing her up to the mic right now because these friends, you all are familiar with these fabulously flawed friends. And so we're going to jump right on in. Shayna Burton, welcome to the show again.
Thank you, Charvette. That was such a great introduction. Girl, you need to be my publicist or something.
We'll talk. Okay. All right. So let's chat. Okay, so a lot has happened since the last time you've been on the show. So the last time we had you on, we talked about Flawfully Wedded Wives. What you been doing since then?
Girl, what haven't I been doing since then? Now, you know, with Flawfully Wedded Wives, I think I told you that was going to be the last book in the series. Clearly, I lied to both of you and myself because I did one more. It was fabulous. And, you know, a lot of that was just because the response with all the flaws books has just been so overwhelming. I said, well, I'm going to do one more and get this one out. And so I wrote Fabulous, and I'm so excited for that to come out. Even though it's bittersweet, because I've really gotten to know these characters, and they almost feel real to me. Yeah, so it was bittersweet to have to tell them goodbye, but I think I did them justice with this last book. So I'm very excited about Fabulous coming out. Back in November, I released a memoir, my dating memoir, and I'm always on Facebook putting up my dating horror stories, and it's so messy and so horrible. I swear, if you're single and you read my book, you will feel like, you know what, I'm all right. I just remain single.
But, like, I'm fine.
I had my dating memoir to come out. That was back in November, And since then, last week I shot a movie, which was totally out of my element.
Get out of here.
I don't think. Don't get excited, Charvette.
Wait a minute. She said don't get excited. Well, you got to tell us about it.
Don't be excited. And I don't even have, a huge role. This movie is called Saved and Single. And, pretty much like the title suggests, this woman's trying to get out in the dating world. We're trying to be in a secular dating world, rather, as a Christian, and what she's going through with that. I'm one of her friends, Charlotte. So we did that. I shot my scene for that last week. When I went to audition, I really wasn't even trying to get a part, really. I just wanted to see who was over it so I could try to slide them one of my books to do a movie. And I went with a friend. I felt bad because my friend didn't get a part. I wasn't even trying out for real. So that was fun, but it was very nerve-wracking because I've never done anything like that. I'm not used to working on a set and memorizing lines, that type thing. So I have that going on. And I'm trying to be like you with my next thing now. I'm doing a web series called He Said, She Said, where I have a bunch of females. They email me all the time asking questions about relationships. I don't know why people think I'm a relationship expert. Clearly, I'm not doing it right because I feel single. But I get questions, and so I get so many questions. What I have done is I have been recording conversations with guys. I have a guy over to the house and pose the questions to him and have the guys answer the questions to me just so can get a male perspective on these questions that they have. So I hope to launch that within the next week or so. But that'll be He Said, She Said. So I have been very busy, and I still teach, so I'm all over the place.
You building your empire. You building your empire.
Yes, it's about to be a brand. It is not a game.
That's right. It is not a game. Oh, my goodness. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we're chatting up here with best-selling author Shayna Burton. Yes, I want you to know who you're listening to. Okay, well, you got to definitely keep us in the loop on the movie and that web series. That sounds really, really interesting.
I will. And you'll be the first to know, ma'am.
All right. I like that. I like that. Awesome. All right. So let's talk about the book. And I want to walk through each character. Lawson, we have Lawson who really, when Lawson is pushed against the wall, she fights back by betraying those closest to her. What's going on with Lawson?
See, Lawson, she's a complicated character. She's one who, she kind of keeps the group together in that she's the one who's usually the more moral one, trying to get everybody to do the right thing, but she never does the right thing. She can always justify her foolishness because it's her, but she gets into everybody else's out there. And so with this book, she's positioned to where, in an effort to try to save her son, Manon, who's her child, but she has a teenager, and he's her only child, so, that's her baby. He's, 19 now, and he gets himself in a situation, and in an effort to try to rescue him from himself, really, she just kind of makes things worse, and as a parent of a 19-year-old, it's just so crazy, because I was not going through anything with my son when I was writing the book, but it's like right after I wrote that book, I started going through something very similar with my own 19-year-old, and so it was definitely an art imitating life type thing. And and I think we all, especially as mothers, we have things that we would like to places and dark things that we do in dark places we'd like to think we wouldn't do. But when you get in that situation and it's your child, there's probably really realistically no limits to what you would do to protect your child. And so Lawson finds herself in that situation.
All right, so there's Lawson. So let's talk about Sullivan, because a split decision changes Sullivan's fate and her family dynamics forever.
Yeah, Sullivan is my little messy character. She's the first lady. She won all the Flaws books. And she's a very non-traditional first lady. You know, she's real diva out, kind of a freak a little bit. And she has kind of, she's pulled down her whorish ways, and she's really trying to be the mother and wife that her husband wants her to be, but it's still a challenge for her. And tragedy strikes the family, and it really makes her question whether or not she can stay with her husband and whether or not he even wants to be with her. I hate to give too much of the story away, but
right.
Here's the situation where her husband has to choose between her saving her and saving their child, and which is just an impossible situation for a man to be in. And, you know, when they have that situation to come up, it really makes her, it sort of opens her eyes to the truth about their relationship and forces her to sort of confront some things about herself. So she does a lot of growing during this book as well. But I've been trying to keep the characters involving with all the books, though.
Yeah, she's a common thread. So you listeners, you want to pick up Flawbulous so that you can get all the juicy details here. We're just giving you enough to whet your appetite so you can be like, yeah, I want to go get it. I want to go get it. All right, so let's talk about, and I always, when I see this name, I think, okay, Tina with a K. So Kina.
Yes. Yes, Kina.
And she's searching for love.
I patted that character to one of my students, and her name is Kina. But Kina has been, she's another one who's changed a lot. In the first book, Flaws and All, you know, she was in an abusive relationship with her husband, real low self-esteem, timid. And with each book, she's sort of gotten in touch with herself and to a certain extent too much, because she started losing weight and just became real extra and lost the wedded life. So, but she was forced to be brought down a peg or two. And Flawbulous, but now she has a new love interest. But the problem with the love interest is that it's her dead husband's father. So, you know, that in itself is already
drama.
Yes, because, you know, she and her husband have a child together, so now her boyfriend is the baby's granddaddy, and that's a whole other issue to kind of face. And not only is it an issue of dating your dead father, but just kind of dealing with the dynamic of she's still reeling from his death because her son is the one who actually killed the father. So it's just a lot going on with her and with that situation and things that she's dealing with as a person.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. So that is Kina. So let's talk about... Yes. So Angel, happiness is finally within Angel's reach, but another woman may cause it to slip through her fingers once again. Not again.
Yes, and Angel is my just hapless, romantic, wants to be in love so bad, and it always blows up in her face. And she's finally back with the love of her life, her ex-husband.
Uh-huh.
And they've had cheating issues in the past, and with the first book, you know, he married the woman he left her for, and she had to take care of that woman as she was dying, and so they had that whole drama. But they are finally back together, and then there's another woman, but it's not another woman as an affair type thing necessarily. The other woman accuses Angel's ex-husband of trying to rape her, and Angel is really torn because it's like, do I just, you know, kind of ride with my ex-husband and believe he says nothing happened. She's saying he tried to rape her, and she's just very torn as to, do I believe this woman? Does this woman really have no reason to lie? Do I support my man? So it's a very difficult situation for her to be in, especially in light of knowing he has a propensity to cheat. She just really doesn't know what to believe at this point.
Oh, what do we believe? Oh, my goodness, Shayna Burton.
I don't know what I would do. You know, as someone who has gone through a sexual assault, I don't know how I would handle that if my man was accused of that, if I could just stand by him. And, you know, I don't know.
It's a hard decision. A lot going on in Flawbulous. Okay, and the last character. Let's talk about the last character.
Reggie is sort of my wild card. She's the youngest, and she's Lawson's little sister, who happens to be married to Lawson's baby daddy. I hate baby daddy, but that's who he is. But, you know, they
right.
had a relationship. They just kind of like had a one-night stand in high school. She got pregnant. But now her sister is married to him. And her sister finds out that she has endometriosis and has to have a hysterectomy. And the hist brings about all kind of issues with her new marriage. Because one, she already feels sort of inferior to her sister. Like if her sister lost in a successful one and her sister has a child with her husband. And so now she feels intimidated because of the bond between Lawson and her husband, especially now that she can't give her husband children. And the hysterectomy sort of changes her, gives her a different chemical imbalance, and she's not sexually attracted to her husband like she used to be. But she's still worried about the husband sneaking off at Lawson. So she's dealing with a lot of her own insecurities, and this is especially hard for her because she's before had been very comfortable in her sexuality. I mean, she was a stripper, so clearly she's comfortable. And to have to go from being this, you know, free spirited sexual being to someone who's just completely lost her whole drive and is not feeling sexy and not feeling like she can compete with her sister. So, you know, she's going through a lot internally with this book.
Whoa, so a lot going on, a lot of layers, but you know what, that's how you end the series. So tell listeners how they can pick up a copy.
You know, anywhere, any major bookstore chain, you know, all the Books A Millions, Barnes & Nobles in the world, most libraries carry them, and a lot of even the independent stores carry the books, too. And that's one thing I love about Urban Christian is we have great distribution. So anywhere that they can, you know, Walmart, even Target, anywhere fabulous books are sold, including my trunk if you're in Georgia. So, you know, just, you know, any bookstore and definitely online, you know, Amazon, places like that. I was going to say Black Expressions, but I don't think Black Expression exists in the same format that we are used to. Like it's part
right.
of the double day now. Yeah. But, you know, anywhere online, they can pick it up.
Great. And how can they connect with you on Twitter and on Facebook?
I have two Facebook pages. One, Shayna Burton, author, and the other one, Shayna Johnson Burton. I'm always on the Shayna Johnson Burton one. The author one is when I remember that I had that page. And I have on Twitter. Twitter is so just my stepchild. And I felt so bad for you today because I saw that you something, and I'm like, I don't even know my Twitter password. So I neglect Twitter so horribly. I'm going to do better. I swear I'm going to do better. But we are not there yet. But I do have a Twitter page. It's Shayna. I got to think of it. It's Shayna J. Burton. That's the Twitter handle. And I'm on Instagram, too, under Shayna J. Burton as well. But the easiest place is Facebook. That's my therapy. The other two are like my, you know, stepchildren that I really want to send a boy to.
I appreciate your authenticity. Thank you. Thank you for not fronting. You didn't front. Well, it has been great catching up with you. We're going to keep our eye on you, and I'm just big kudos to this new release.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you are quite welcome, and thank you for stopping by the show.
All right, have me back anytime, girl. You know I love talking to you, so anytime I'm here.
You know what? I'm gonna have you back just to talk about the web series because I'm really interested in that.
Okay, that would be great.
Yes, so we'll talk just about that. Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Okay. All right, listeners, don't move. We're going to take a very, very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with our second segment. We're going to be chatting it up. Yes, yes, yes. On our second segment, we're excited to have Sherelle Valdez-Lokey, and she is the editor-in-chief of Promoting Purpose magazine. It's a Christian magazine that is offered in print and in digital issues, and it inspires Christian readers and promotes the purpose of Christians so that they can work really to uplift everything that they have down inside of them. And so we're going to get to hear from the editor-in-chief and the founder, Sherelle Valdez-Lokey. So don't go anywhere. We're going to a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Fab Virtual Book Tours presents How to Rock Your Book, the series. That's hashtag rock your book, with some of the leading industry experts in the business, none other than book publisher and designer Tamika Hall, media coach and web designer Charvette Mitchell, and promotions marketing specialist, best-selling author LaTanya Boyd. That's hashtag rock your book, October 21st through the 24th. Register today. Log on to the website of rockyourbook.com. That's October 21st through the 24th. Hashtag rock your book.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And, of course, check out my main website, which is just charvette.com. Very simple, very simple. All right, we're moving right on into our next segment, and I'm excited. My guest has been hanging out in the virtual green room, so I know she has enjoyed some virtual snacks while she has been in there, and so we're delighted to have a fellow radio show personality joining us, Sherelle Valdez-Lokey, and also the editor-in-chief and founder, oh my goodness, I'm telling you what, of Promoting Purpose Magazine. So she's here today, and we're bringing her up to the mic right now. Hello, Sherelle. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Charvette. How are you?
I am great. How are you doing?
I am doing awesome. Thank you so much for allowing me to come on today.
Oh, you're welcome. How does it feel to be on the other side of the mic?
It feels good still. It still feels pretty good.
Awesome. Well, it is my turn to interview you. And so certainly I'd love for you to just share how you started with Promoting Purpose. What was kind of the catalyst that said, hey, I need to do this?
Well, you know, of course, Charvette, at first, you know, I was in the military at first, and I was going to a church, and at that time, the pastor asked, what is your purpose? What do you want to do? What are you wanting God to use you for, or what are you designed for? And so when he said that to me, it made me think, exactly, what am I here for? And so as I continued to pray, it only took like 2 weeks, I asked God, and within 2 weeks, he gave me the answer I was looking for. He said to me, I want you to start a magazine. And, of course, I laughed because I didn't know anything about starting a magazine. That was way out of the ballpark for me. And so I got a little sarcastic, of course, and I said, well, Lord, if you want me to start a magazine, then what's going to be the title of this thing? Because I have no idea what to do. And so he got quiet, and the second day he said purpose. And so I said, purpose? I said, wow. I said, okay, I want to make sure this is you. I said, but I'm afraid that when I go on Google, it might be a magazine called Purpose already.
Yeah.
And so I went and searched, and there it was, Purpose Magazine. I'm like, oh, this is not you, Lord. It's not you. and so I got quiet again, and finally I was a little bit more calm, and he said, no. He said, it's promoting purpose. And I thought, well, you know, of course, when you first start off with a title, sometimes it doesn't make sense when you first say it because you're not used to saying it.
Right.
And so when I said it, I said, wow. I said, it sounds okay, but I said, it sounds kind of funny. I said, okay. And so he showed me, he said, I want you to create this magazine to bring awareness of the different spiritual tools that I have across the world. And so I'm thinking, spiritual tools, well, who are the spiritual tools? And he said, my men and women that are working very hard, but they're not in the spotlight. And he said, they really don't want to be in the spotlight, but it would encourage them if they get some kind of recognition, because we all love to be encouraged, and we all love to be pat on the back. And so I said, okay. And he said, when I send you out there, he said, by the title, they're going to know that this title, this publication really means something and that I sent it. And sure enough, when I started working on it and bringing the title out, everybody was like, oh, that title by itself, before they knew exactly what the magazine was about, they were interested to know more about it. And so that was awesome for me. And so that's how it really started.
You know what? This is amazing, because so many times when people say, or they hear, you know, that they're sitting and they're saying, okay, God, what is my purpose? You know, what do you have for me to do? You know, they expect that the answers will only be, you know, go preach, go pastor, go be a prophet, go be evangelist. But he told you to do a magazine. I love God because he's so diverse. You
right,
know,
yes,
and we box
is.
Him in. We box him in. I love that. I love that. So how long ago was this? When did this start?
This actually started July 2010. But the funny thing about it is, Trevette, I thought it was just the magazine. That's where he started me off from, but that's not the finishing of it. I thought this whole time was all about the magazine. But that was just the labor, the work, the foundation, and the spiritual tool to birth actual promoting purpose, the actual company, where we actually go out and recognize these people. We're going to travel from state to state recognizing people as a ministry, because now, although the magazine started in 2010, I didn't get ordained as an evangelist until last year. So a lot of people think you have to do ministry first or be within the fivefold to do, you know, what God wants you to do, but that wasn't the case. And so, you know, now we're going around and we're encouraging people and we're stopping by and recognizing them for their good work. And that's what promoting purpose is all about, just congratulating and encouraging you to walk in your purpose.
Wonderful, wonderful. And you know what? The magazine is ministry. It's a, you know, ministry comes in many forms. So I love that. And so you have the Woman of Purpose 2015 Awards, and that sounds like that's kind of falling right in line with your overarching mission and goals. So tell us about that.
Oh, yes. You know, they always say when you work so hard, and sometimes you're like, I'm working hard, and sometimes your friends will tell you, well, you're working hard, but you're not going anywhere. But I'm always reminded that it just takes that one thing, no matter how long it takes that one thing to really get you out there and to get noticed. And so, you know, the Lord told me, he said, I want you to start recognizing women that's walking in their purpose. And when I did that, oh, within 2 days, people were nominating, and it brought more attention, and we're able to really do our work to encourage others. And so when we did this, we want to get nominations for women all across the U.S. that's working their purpose. And the actual award is a diamond, the shape of a diamond, because we know that we all are diamonds, but we don't always start off looking all shiny and beautiful. You know, we're starting off with the raw diamond, but we have to do something and work and be molded to be that beautiful diamond. And that's what the image he used as a part of her story as a woman of purpose. And so we're doing nominations right now, accepting nominees, and we'll be traveling from state to state awarding these women for their good work. And so you just never know where we're going to pop up. So one of your church service or your job is going to come up and say, hey, we want to recognize you for being a woman of purpose.
Outstanding. Promoting Purpose 2015 Women of Purpose Award. How can someone, a listener, nominate someone?
they can actually go to our website at www.promotingpurpose.com. And as soon as they go in, it's going to show up the actual advertisement for it, and they can click nominate. It'll take them directly to where they can actually nominate or even become a sponsor for the Women of Purpose Award.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful. All right. So how do you select, you know, everyone wants to be on the, well, a lot of people, maybe I shouldn't say everyone, a lot of people want to be on the cover of a magazine. You know, they dream about, especially those that are models, they're like, oh, I want to be on the cover of Elle, and I want to be on the cover of this. And, you know, Oprah, she just squashed it with, you know, I'm just going to be on the cover of all of my own magazines. But how do you select who gets to be featured on the cover of Promoting Purpose?
But what we have an editorial calendar which shows exactly what we're actually featuring or our theme for that particular month, and you can actually go on there at any time to see our editorial calendar. And if you have a story or a feature surrounding it and it's dealing with purpose, and we just select you from that, just if you're an author, gospel artist, whatever the case may be, if it's surrounding our actual theme for that particular issue, then you can be considered. So you just submit your feature in, and we'll just take it from there.
Wonderful, and they could appear potentially on the cover of a magazine.
Yes.
Wonderful. Now, you've had the opportunity to have some really, really dynamic people appear, you know, on the cover and also featured inside. So tell us some of the special people that I know our listeners would know that have appeared on the cover of the magazine.
Well, our first year with the magazine, we actually had gospel artist Rashawn Mitchell. We had the opportunity to feature Marvin Sapp. We had Dr. Teresa Harrington and Tasha Cobb. So there's different celebrity artists that we actually had a chance to feature, which I thought was a blessing by itself to be able to have them featured. And we also had people like Ben Tankard and Shanita Jones. So we had pretty awesome. Hope I'm not forgetting any names, but we had a lot.
Awesome. And you also have had one of the wives from the Preachers of L.A.
Yes, Maisha Cheney. She's actually featured in this particular issue, and then she's also on the cover of our Christian Literary magazine talking about her book, Hiding Behind the Lipstick.
Oh, okay, wonderful. Now, the Christian Literary magazine, how is that different from Promoting Purpose?
So we wanted to give our authors and our gospel artists their own platform, because sometimes there's so much purpose going around, and we don't want them to actually get drowned by the different ministries that's out there. And so what we did,
uh-huh.
we did pretty much took Promoting Purpose magazine apart. And for Promoting Purpose, of course, that's the ministry and things like that, but we have the Christian Literary World solely for authors, where they get to feature, we feature them, their books, or any literature world type Christian literacy. And then also for the Praise and Worship Report, that's for the gospel artist, the mime, and the Praise and Worship Report, where we just feature and share stories on them. So we want to give them their spotlight, because that's a ministry as well, being an author and, you know, being a gospel artist. And so we want to just separate them so they can have their platform and be seen for their good works as well.
Oh, wonderful. I'm telling you, record labels and independent record labels and publicists and all that, they need to connect definitely with this to make sure that they are getting this in the hands of their artists, you know, at all times. And so what are the frequencies of when you actually distribute or have like a new issue or a new edition available?
Promoting Purpose magazine actually is distributed quarterly, so by the season, winter, summer, spring, fall. And the actual Christian Literary is the same as quarterly. And the Praise and Worship Report right now is just an online base. It's not printed. It's just online. But the other two, they're both printed and digital. And so,
okay, and how can somebody subscribe?
They can actually go to www.promotingpurpose.com. That's actually the home page for all the magazines. There you see the different titles that we have, and you just click on it, and it'll take you directly to that particular website for more information.
Wonderful. So support, support, support. And I'm hanging out on the website right now, and I see at the top Kebra Moore. So listeners, we recently featured Kebra Moore, who is a Christian artist on the show. And so you will see her lovely face and wonderful story, really strong testimony she has. So there you have it. All right, so how can they connect with you on Twitter and on Facebook?
You can actually go to Facebook at www.facebook.com/promotingpurposemagazine. That's our actual fan page for the magazine, or personally with me, Sherelle Straker Valdez Loki. And I'm not really a Twitter, so I agree with your last guest about the Twitter information. I have like the worst time with Twitter, but I do try. I do try. And so with Twitter, it's www.twitter.com/ppurposemag or twitter.com/SherelleValdez. And that's how you can get in contact with me via social media.
Wonderful. And again, listeners, I have tweeted all of our guests, so the easy connection point, if you're already following me, or if you're not, go follow me on twitter.com/Charvette, and I've connected with all of our guests, so that's the easiest way there. So you know what? You're a mom, you're a wife, you're a mom, you're an evangelist. You know, how do you balance all of the stuff you have going on in your life?
A lot of time management and just being blessed with some very supportive people, even like yourself, who's allowing me to come on the show. So just support. That's how I'm able to do it. Grace of God and support.
And support. Wonderful. And so tell us a little bit about your broadcast that you also have.
Oh, yes. It's Promoting Purpose with Sherelle Valdez Loki Show. And we just feature people from all walks of life that's inspirational. If they perhaps want to just talk about eating healthy or they like talking about fashion design. It's just more of my interest personally, where we're just letting people just talk about their purpose and their work and what they love to do. And that's every Tuesday at 7 p.m., I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. So you're just about to jump right on to your show as well.
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, we grabbed you at a good time. So listen, my last question for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
The drive of just being and doing what God called me to do, just being happy with what I'm doing.
Definitely. Yeah, that's good. Well said. Well, we're going to give you a big round of applause. Yes, and wish you much more continued success.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, listeners, we are going to a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with our third segment. I'm also back by popular demand, Renee Wiggins. She's a certified health and wellness coach, licensed dietitian, registered dietitian. But you know what? She has a brand new book out, Transformations, Give Up the Struggle. That's what she's going to talk to us today about. But don't you go anywhere. We're going to be right back right after this quick commercial break.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out Mitchell-Productions.com or find them at Facebook.com/Mitchell Productions.
Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happening. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network, expand, and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
Fab Virtual Book Tours presents How to Rock Your Book, the series. That's hashtag rock your book with some of the leading industry experts in the business, none other than book publisher and designer Tamika Hall, media coach and web designer Charvette Mitchell, and promotions marketing specialist, best-selling author LaTanya Boyd. That's hashtag rock your book, October 21st through the 24th. Register today. Log on to the website of rockyourbook.com. That's October 21st through the 24th. Hashtag rock your book.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, listen, listen, listen. You want to join Charvette, joincharvette.com. If you are struggling to make simple graphics, simple flyers, you want to join charvette.com on Thursday, October 16th for a webinar, or Saturday, October 18th in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Go to joincharvette.com for all of the information that you need.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, all right. Welcome back. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're going right on into our next segment here with Renee Wiggins. I'm telling you what, brand new book, Transformations. Give up the struggle. She's been hanging out in the virtual green room, and I know she's enjoyed her virtual snacks. I'm bringing her up to the mic right now. Renee, welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Charvette. Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
All right. And listen, I have to tell you, just like I told Sherelle, how does it feel to be on the other side of the mic? Because you have a powerful podcast and internet radio production as well.
It does feel a little funny, you know. I don't want to control, so I'm going to let you be in the chair, because you know how we have a tendency to get in control, and I'll be going on another half hour myself. So.
I love it. Listen, I'm telling you what, I want to jump right on in, because Transformations, Give Up the Struggle is your newest work, your newest release. So in your own words, tell us about this book.
Oh, I wrote this book because I was going through a lot, and so were my clients, going through a period of frustrations and adversities and things just darting at us. And so I started writing a book of affirmations because I looked at other people's book, but it just didn't pertain to me. I wanted a book that would inspire and motivate and encourage and uplift the people. And so that's why I wrote Transformation, like go a butterfly, starting as a caterpillar. Then it grows into a butterfly, and then you release the butterfly, because the butterfly goes around and spread the good word. Give up the struggle. Zig Ziglar says, when you embrace the struggle, then the struggle is not so hard. And so I want everybody to stop struggling, because the more you struggle, the more you resist, the harder the adversary, the harder the risk, the harder the challenge is. So give it up. So that's why I wrote this book, Transformation. Give up the struggle.
Wow. And so I know you are, and I've mentioned, you know, your background is that, you know, the health and wellness licensed dietitian. And so I know you are dealing with people often who are, you know, struggling with either maintaining healthy weight or losing weight. And so is that what it really prompted the book, or is this for anyone that has any kind of transformation or struggle that they need to, you know, that they are trying to give up?
This is for anybody, men or women. This is for anybody, because it doesn't deal with just nutrition. It's the simple things in life, or things that we are going through, financial, emotional, spiritual, also with relationships. This is what the book deals with, that deep, deep emotions that we just get in that tight pond, that into that pit. And we got to give up that struggle with our adversary, with the devil, whoever is that distraction that's fighting us. So it's affirmations that I felt in deep inside me that God helped me to write and to let everybody know that you don't have to go through a negative life. You don't have to always think down and depressed. You can be positive even in the midst of the storm. And it's by saying positive affirmations every day.
Wow. And you know what, you say that how we end up in the end really determines how we actually see the storms, and that the storms help us to change to a better and stronger person.
It does. Even if you look at the land storms, the storms that hit the lands, the tornadoes or hurricanes, what happens with like Katrina? It what? A new pavement, a new land, and people realize that, oh, wow, we can rebuild, but then there's the other half that look at it as being destroyed. They can't stop from anything. Well, that's the same thing with life. When you're going through that storm is there to push you to something bigger and better.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful. And can you give us a couple of examples of some of the affirmations that listeners and who will turn into readers that they will see in the book?
So many trials, so many failures, but I refuse to accept the failures. Dwelling on the past will paralyze me, keep me stuck in the present so that I cannot move into the future. The past has no power over me unless I let it. Those are at least three of them. And the past should not have any limitations. They should not control you, because what happens when you're so busy focused on the past, it freezes you in that moment. You cannot go into the future.
You get frozen. You get stuck. And a lot of people do feel stuck. A lot of people, I think they would describe themselves as being stuck.
Yes, because of the situation with going now with Ebola and everything around us, people are fearful. They're afraid to step out of their homes. They're afraid to kiss now at church, you know, or hug anybody. So we feel that stuck. But if we concentrate on God and the goodness that God has for us, you become unstuck. So stop focusing on the distractions and focus on what God has for you, that purpose.
Oh, that's good. Listen, I'm hanging out on Amazon because listeners can pick up the Kindle version from Amazon, and you have some cool reviews out here. One person, Shantae, it looks like she put spectacular, and she said, wow, Renee Wiggins hit the proverbial nail on the head with this book. The words we speak into ourselves and others can make the difference between our success and failure. It can make the difference between deliverance and bondage. It can make the difference between self-loving and self-loathing. It can make the difference between contentment and sadness, and most of all, the difference between our salvation or our damnation. Wow, what a review.
Thank you, thank you. Yes, I really put my heart and soul into this book, and with God's help, He has put the words in my mouth, and I put it on the paper so that everybody can look at it and share. And you can start anywhere in the book. So I want to thank you for letting me come on here. I want to thank LaTanya Boyd of Fab Virtual Book Tours as well, and all your listeners out there for at least listening tonight.
Absolutely. Big shout out to LaTanya Boyd, one of our sponsors of the show, and certainly great supporters. And so, yes, we are excited that we were able to schedule you through booking with her. All right. So in your own mind, what do you want people to walk away with once they purchase Transformations, you know, Give Up the Struggle? What's your goal? You know, what do you want them to walk away with?
I want them to walk away with any kind of situation that you're in, any circumstance, any event, any type of relationship. You can see the positive in there. You can get out of that relationship. You can get out of that dead-end job with a positive attitude, and you can go forward, upward and forward in life. You don't have to always live negative or say those negative words, because they surround us. Try to be in that positive all the time, because when you do that, it radiates around you. You got a zone around you. So I want everybody, when they read this book, they're going to walk away being uplifted, encouraged, and motivated to live and think in the positive life.
Phenomenal. How can they pick up a copy?
They can come pick up a copy on Amazon, or they can go to my website, www.resultsbyrenee.com, www.resultsbyrenee.com, and also giving a free consultation, too. If they want to go to my website, they can go to the contact page as well, because I am a health and life coach, and so I will make sure everybody at least join up.
Yes, so let's talk about that. So we're in the fourth quarter. We're last stretch of the mile for 2014. Many people started the year out with resolutions, and I'm going to do better with, you know, weight and health and all of that. So say there's some listeners that meets their criteria. What are maybe five tips you would give from a holistic health and wellness, you know, expert? What are maybe five tips you would tell people to focus on for the end of the year, going, you know, into the next year?
Well, focus mainly on getting plenty of sleep. When you don't get plenty of sleep, you can increase your risk of type 2 diabetes and also increase weight gain. So anywhere from 7 to 9 hours of sleep is good for you. If you got to do constructive napping, no more than just 10 minutes. Two, relieve yourself of all those high sugary, high fat foods. focus more on fruits and vegetables. You can get 9 in per day. You can get a half a cup of juice at breakfast, an apple at lunch, and maybe a half a cup of juice. Dinner time, at least some fruit cup, about a half a cup. So you're getting 9 servings of fruits and vegetables. 3, get out and walk. Now, this is a time where it's much cooler. Yes, it's getting darker dark in the morning and evening, but walk in the afternoon at lunchtime or take the stairs. Simple exercises like that. You can also exercise from your chair. That's a good form of increasing your metabolism and making you feel good about yourself. The other one is staying positive all the time. And people say, we can't do that. You can't. Circle around with winners, with people that encourage you and uplift you, because otherwise if you're in that negative situation all the time, that too will bring about that increase of diabetes, that because your cortisol and everything else, hormones rises. So always focus being around other people. The other thing, try to eat a diet high in fiber. People of color are more at risk for what we call colon cancer and other cancers. So therefore, eat more fibrous foods, the skin on the apple, fruits, vegetables that are raw that are good for you. And even some vegetables like collard greens. I eat collard greens raw, and I like it now compared to cooked collard greens. So just simple little things like those situations, I mean, things that I just mentioned, tongue-tied, are helpful for you.
Wonderful. I love it. ResultsByRenee.com. Connect there. If certainly you heard her expertise real quick. See, that's how an expert can roll at the top of the hat right there, Results by Renee. Now, Renee, you also have something else on your website that's interesting. You have a 7-day stress release challenge. What is that about?
Oh, that came about, I guess, another book, because God has really put that into my mind, because I was constantly writing. And, you know, as an entrepreneur, when people are not coming to you, not clients, you go through stress, you know, new job stress, new location stress. So I wrote that as a little 7-day challenge, something very simple, ties into my other book, Stress Down, Lift Up. So each day you're given an audio and you're listening about laughter. Laughter is the best type of medicine. It's sort of like an aerobic exercise. It increases your endorphins and increases your hormones. You feel good about yourself. Also, listen to soft music is good, quiets you down. Drinking tea helps calm your nerve as well. And also being, again, around supportive people. So each day you get an audio listening to ways how to decrease stress in your life and have at least a stress-free life. Something very simple and quick that you incorporate each day in your life.
Oh, awesome. So that kind of once-a-day check-in will just kind of flag you to be your accountability partner, if you will, to say, hey, you know, do this today. So listeners, if that interests you, if you're saying, yeah, you know, I need that right now in my life, Results by Renee, check it out there. Check it out there. Wow. Okay, so what else do you have going on? Are you planning to write any other books? Are you in the process of writing other books?
I am planning to write another book. You know, I have the book called Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, A 40-Day Journey to Wellness. I'm writing a devotional for that. Devotional means I give the person a scripture, and then there's a lesson out of that scripture, and then at the bottom of the page is a prayer. So I'm in the midst of writing that one, and then also a couple other books dealing with snacks, and then difference between favor and grace. And so, yeah, there's a lot coming down the pike there, as well as my Teller Summit. I'm going to have another one called The Dry Season. Know your dry season is just a turnaround. So this all ties in, you know, give up that struggle and just keep going forward. That's all.
Wonderful. And listeners, we've actually had Renee on to talk about being fabulously fit in God's kingdom. And again, if you go to Results by Renee, you can get a free chapter and it'll pull you in. So you just, you know, go ahead and download and get the whole book and keep your eye out for that. But certainly check out Transformations, this new release, Give Up the Struggle. Again, go pick it up, Results by Renee, also on Amazon. So Renee, how can they connect with you on all the social media sites?
I guess I'm just like your other speakers. Well, Twitter, at least I know my Twitter is www.twitter.com/RENEEWGG. Don't ask me why I just wrote that out instead of my full name, but I did. And then facebook.com/ReneeWiggins121. That's Facebook/ Renee Wiggins 121. So those are my social medias right there.
Wonderful. And again, I have tagged in Twitter and Facebook, so those are easy connection points. So as I ask my other guests, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
What continues to motivate me is being around people. I enjoy helping people achieve a healthier lifestyle. I enjoy people going from that negative to that positive thinking. I just enjoy people being successful at their life and seeing them succeed. And that's what motivates me.
Wonderful. Well said. Well said. Well, I'm telling you what, we are just excited again that we had a chance to catch you during your virtual book tour. So I know you are on tour, and we caught you just towards the end. So you've been touring since September 15th. Are you tired of talking yet?
No, I'm enjoying it. I'm like you. I enjoy talking. I'm
going
to be like you now. It's me. You're a pro. You're the pro.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm telling you what, I'm just excited because you really do put out a lot of information to really, you know, to help us. Even listeners, if you just go to her Facebook page, you know, Renee, you're always sharing things like, you know, eating more whole grains, and you post links like about Campbell's, and, you know, so you're just always sharing information. And so we need that. So thank you so much.
And thank you for having me, because you are right out there putting us out there. You're the wings, as they say, of all the people that come on your show. You really promote us. So thank you very much, and continue to do what you do.
Thank you, thank you, and thank you for stopping by the show.
Thank you.
All righty. All right, listeners, I'm telling you what, you need to support all of our guests today. So we started the top of the hour out talking to, Shayna Burton, back by popular demand as well. So you want to pick up her latest book. It's ending out the series. So if you are a fan of the Flawless or the Flawed series, this is the end. But she made it a doozy for you. So it's going to wrap up real good. So Flawbulous, just like he would say fabulous, but just replace that with flawless. So that's Shayna Burton. Check her out. And then we moved into the second segment, talking to Sherelle Valdez Loki, editor in chief, a founder of Promoting Purpose magazine. Go subscribe, you know, connect. Go subscribe so that there continues to be positive images, and in particular, in the Christian arena, because there's, you know, aren't a whole lot of magazines that will just promote from the Christian standpoint. So you want to definitely support. And then certainly we wrapped up Back by Popular Demand with Renee Wiggins. Certainly pick up, check out Transformations, Give Up the Struggle, also her other books and everything else. You can connect with her on her Facebook there and on her main website, Results by Renee. So listen, I want to remind you, let you know, I do have an awesome session that is coming up. I'm really excited about it. If you go to joincharvette.com, it's very simple, joincharvette.com, I'm offering a session called Inside Secrets, How to Make Simple Graphics. Listen, if you're struggling and you're saying, I just need to make a simple flyer, you know, how do I make a custom Facebook cover, some, you know, graphics to put on Facebook, how do I make Twitter graphics, I need some blog images, this session is for you, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm really excited because I'm offering it in two formats. You can attend online, so if you're not in the same area I'm in, you can attend my webinar, so you will be able to see the screen, you will be able to see the presentation. You'll be able to see me moving around on the screen, online webinar. That's Thursday, October 16th. That'll be at 8 p.m. Until 9:30 p.m. Eastern. And I'm telling you what, it's going to be awesome. And then if you are in Richmond, Virginia, or if you're in Virginia and you can get to Richmond, you're welcome to come to an in-person session, which is going to be Saturday, October 18th. In-person, Saturday, October 18th at 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. So you want to check it out, Inside Secret. It's the inside scoop of how you make simple graphics. Is this a free session? No, it is not. It does have an investment. It has an investment. But, ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you it'll be worth every dime, every single dime. Who is this great for? This is great for small business owners, authors, artists, virtual assistants, churches, church administrators, non-for-profits, not-for-profits, network marketers, publishers. I mean, the list could go on and on because I hope you do realize that on social media in particular that graphics get the largest amount of engagement. What do we mean by that? The most likes, shares, and comments. And so you really probably need 50% more graphics than you are currently using. I bet you that much. So joincharvette.com has a registration, has all the information that you need there to connect. Well, this is going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Again, thank you so much, those that hang out and listen online, on Twitter, on the phone lines, from Facebook, from charvette.com, and from all across the World Wide Web. Oh, and those that listen from my mobile app, thank you. My mobile app listeners, we thank you so much. And until we meet again, peace and love. And connect with us and make sure you follow us and like us and share the link. Share the link for the show so that other people know what's going on. All right, we'll holler at you another time.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, signing off.